Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 22nd July 2021. Top stories for today. The Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, MoTeC, is in the midst of proposing a 4-tier plan to the National Security Council to reactivate tourism activities in phases. MoTeC explains that in its efforts to assist the tourism sector affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, it will implement several initiatives to help ease the burden of the tourism industry. Separately, the police and the Ministry of Health has been urged to thoroughly investigate allegations of empty syringes being used at COVID-19 vaccination centres in several states nationwide, as well as complaints of black market vaccine availability. Johor DAP's Dr. Bu Cheng Hao has raised the issue after allegations of empty syringes administered at COVID-19 vaccination centres in Kedah, Kuala Lumpur and Selangor were reported recently. Meanwhile, Sabah Health Director Dr. Rose Nanimuddin said the state has the resources to administer 40,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses a day, but said the capacity of vaccination centres in the state needs to be enhanced. The state government is facing a string of problems such as slow registration and even double registration. Sabah currently vaccinates around 15,000 to 20,000 people a day at its 151 PPVs. On the international front, China rejects WHO's proposal for a second phase of an investigation to audit Chinese labs as part of further study into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, amid increasing pressure from the United States for an investigation into a biotech lab in Wuhan, calling for transparency from authorities. China's Vice Health Minister Zhang Yixin said he was extremely surprised by the plan, which he said showed disrespect for common sense and arrogance towards science. Meanwhile, over in Paris, hundreds of people protested against the introduction of a health pass for some activities and against compulsory vaccinations for health workers as the government seeks to curb a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections in France. In Japan, the Tokyo 2020 Olympic organizers earlier today confirmed another two athletes residing in the Olympic Village tested positive for COVID-19. The organizers announced 12 new positive cases overall, including the two athletes, bringing the total to 87. And in central China, thousands of people were being evacuated from the flood-hit regions as officials raised the death toll caused by heavy rains for almost a week to 33 people. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.